Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We are doing a gig.
Yes, we're doing a gig. The first of, well, the gig we're talking about at the moment is on May the 13th at the Udderbelly.
On the South Bank in London. It's called Angelos and Barry, the New Power Generation. And that's, you can it. Get tickets at udderbelly.co.uk.
Yeah, that's right. And then later on, we're going to be doing a tour, but that doesn't start till October, so we've got ages.
13th of May.
Udderbelly, South Bank. Oh, yeah, nearly. You're a bit to the left. Oh, you just missed. Go on, one more. Oh, that was close.
Oh. You know, that's what I've done for my Britain's Got Talent audition.
Oh, right. Yeah. Very good, very good. Yes.
Simon Cowles.
Well, I was going to ask Amanda Holden's.
Oh, she was.
She must have been very impressed with that, because she's banging to, like, firing stuff at the wall.
Yes,
eh?
She is. She was very, she's very emotional, because I said it is from my elderly wife, Mark. Oh, she had a quivering lip, but there again, that's the Botox.
What was for your elderly wife? Just do it again?
Well, my Margaret's not too well.
There you went.
And I said, she's at home. And she's a beautiful, beautiful
woman,
lady.
Right.
And she's done some of her cheesy leek bait.
Okay, and then you fired the arrow, did you?
Well, I'll show you what I... If I show you what I've done... Yeah. If I show you what I've done for the... I think so. I basically...
All right.
Let me just get these
down.
You
got that out.
Let me just get these.
All right. I'm surprised they didn't kick you off the stage immediately when you got older. That is impressive.
Right, like that.
Okay, all the way down there.
Right.
Maybe it was round your trousers.
You see?
Very impressive.
And it was lovely, but Amanda Holden, she just went about the whole thing.
Oh,
she wasn't
impressed herself, but that must have been right up Cowell Street.
Blimey.
That sort of like act of like physical degradation.
Yeah, he loved it. I mean, what they do.
He likes people humiliating himself on that show, doesn't he?
He don't tell you that. Let me just pull these.
Pull
up.
That up again.
Oh,
please.
That's falling out there. Christ. No, Cowley.
It's getting heavier, isn't it?
Oh, it is getting heavier, isn't it?
Put some weight on it, hasn't
it? Yes, put it. Well, I want to get beach ready. Beach body ready.
Oh, no, well, you should, because you're for summer holidays, aren't you? Yeah.
Hopefully, I'll win the final.
Oh, what for a talent.
Yeah. And I'm thinking of going out Mystique to Simon Cowell's place. It's got a villa. It's a council place.
It's a council house
in Mystique.
Oh, good.
And it's fine. It's got all the Sky Telly and that.
Yeah,
and
it would have, wouldn't it? And a hot tub.
It's a bucket.
It's a bath.
It's a bath. Rusty bath. It's a council place.
It's council, actually.
Yeah.
He's just uplifted. He's got the plans off the council and said, listen, I want to build exactly the same thing as something you might have in Doncaster or something. and I want to build it on the beach in Mustik.
He's a very, very normal, humble megalomaniac.
Psychopath. Yeah,
a psychopath. Yeah.
And what's his council house about 15 stories high? He's already got an old block, presumably.
He's got the whole block, yes. And he's had it stone cladded so it looks, you know, proper posh and that.
And what's he called it?
Sci House. And it's nice, and he comes and welcomes you, and he does a nice barber
in his tracksuit,
and
his fags.
Yeah, and he's got his fags. Oh, come in, mate,
up to the 14th floor.
Take care of Barry here, and some bird comes out. I mean, it's.
There's your bottle of WKG.
Yeah, it does. It's, you know, but. He took a shine to you when you were on Britain's. Yeah, you've been doing it, or The Voice you went on, didn't it? What one did you go
on? I went on The Voice and I done that. And I said, all right, and they're singing for you now. And they don't show your name or nothing.
No,
you know,
and you
keep it there a mystery. So you just, like, stand on the stage and they've got all the backs to you. And the music all started up. And I just launched into it, you know. I just thought, here goes nothing. I'm going to give it 100%, you know. Bit of bollocks.
Yeah.
And I just went, chaka era, chaka era, chaka era. Biff, baff, boff, I'm a celebrity.
Oh,
biff, baff, boff, I'm on my knees. Biff, baff, boff, I'm doing the other stuff. Wake up in the jungle and I'm feeling all right. Wake up in the jungle and I don't want to fight.
You done the old David Van Day, Timmy Mallet.
I done that one.
It was lovely, but. Of course, old what's name Paloma Faith turned round and went, didn't she? That was the only thing when
She turned round just to do that, and then she turned back round again.
Rude.
But I tell you what, Ricky Wilson was interested in me.
Yes.
The one on that panel is the least sure of himself, isn't he?
Yes.
He is the least sure of himself, and I thought, good, I'll target you. I can manipulate you. You know?
He ain't done. He's been with the Kazi Chiefs.
He's been the Kazi Chiefs, isn't it?
But what they've really done.
They've done that riot one.
That's about it.
They've done that I Predict a Riot.
The blind leading the blind,
isn't it? Yeah. But I thought if I do stand a chance being on his team, you know. And he's dressing all like a dustman, isn't he, with all them waistcoats and all that.
That's
all
it.
All them, like, what's him called?
Waistcoat. Braces.
Yeah, braces.
He dresses like cannon and ball, doesn't he? That's what he does.
He's like cannon and ball and adjustment.
That'll do for me, Tommy.
Rock on.
Rock on. You're singing now, aren't you?
I'm singing now, yeah. I'm singing now because it was what you call a bit of luck.
Yes,
you know,
Lady Luck.
This opportunity fell into my lap.
Yes,
and I thought, well, I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
So what, you know that Craig David's on tour at the moment?
Oh, Craig David.
Yeah. Craig David's on tour.
Yeah,
and he got ill with the shits.
Oh yes,
but he had a string of dates to do.
Yes.
And so they ring me up, and this is what they do. And I mean, I didn't know they, like, done this in the music industry.
Yeah.
And they ring me up. I'm at home. I'm on the bog, ironically.
Yeah. Doing a string of dates of your own, weren't you?
Getting rid of a string of dates.
Getting rid of a string of dates. Yeah.
Right. And they ring me up, and I said, listen, Angelos, this is the music industry here. I went, right, okay. I'll prove it. And they went, well, we can't. I said, I believe you then.
Yeah.
I said, hang on. and anyway, I said, what do you want? I'm trying to get rid of a string of dates here.
Yes.
And they said, oh, well, it's funny you should say that, because you know the singer Craig David's? I said, I think so. Isn't he the one with the headphones?
They said,
he is the one with the headphones. Right. I said, okay, I'm listening. What you want? What about him? They said, well, he's got the shits.
Oh, yeah.
I said, okay. I said, yeah, he's got the shits, and he's got to do Cardiff, and he's got to do Birmingham.
Yes.
Right? And we've had a look at you on the internet, they sent to me.
Yeah. It was your appearance on The Voice, sort of thing. Yeah.
Well, my with that, coupled with the fact that they said, We've had a look. We've looked you up on the internet, and you look exactly like Craig Davies.
You do.
And I said, I know, I do, dude. I do look like him. And ironically, I'm on the bog at the moment, so we have something in common.
A synergy.
Signature. A what?
A synergy.
A synergy.
Yeah, a synergy.
Yeah, it's just synergy. And they said, will you come to Cardiff and, like, be Craig Davies?
Lovely.
I said, well, I can do that for you, but will people not know that it's me? And not
yeah,
I said,
yeah.
I don't worry about that, mate.
Yeah.
In the music business, stuff happens all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? We'll just bung you on, we'll say you're Craig David, and to be honest with you, everyone's pissed up, you know? They don't know, they don't care. And he's been out of the loop for years, so they don't know what he looks like,
no more.
We say, we'll just bung some headphones on you.
Yeah.
And I went out there and I sang, you know, on Saturday I was doing this, on Friday I was on the toilet, Tuesday I still had the squitters. I forgot all the words.
Yeah.
Anyway, they went mad, Christ. You know? Yeah, so I filled in for Craig David for about 5 nights.
Yes.
And then he come back and then he just took over seamlessly, and you know. But that sort of thing happens all the time. I mean, it happened to you.
Yes, of course it did. And I don't like to show off.
No, you do. Very humble.
When I'm very humble very about humble. It. But do you remember they got in touch with me to be in 1D, One Direction?
I do remember.
And I went out Manchester.
Boy band,
Manchester Arena way. Because I keep myself nice, beach body
ready.
And one of them, Zane, had dropped out. You know that one he dropped out.
I remember. Yeah, he left the band.
So,
eh?
Yeah, of course, there's a panic. Oh, Barry,
who should we call? Barry from Barry.
So they phone up. You know, I was with Margaret. Yeah, I was in the kitchen. We were just doing a bit of some of her nice cooking.
Yeah.
And they phoned up, I picked up the blower, and went, hello, music industry. I said, okay. Oh, what can I do for you? Well, Zane has dropped out of 1D, got a gig in Manchester. Okay. Would you come? I said, I don't know the dance routine. Yeah. They faxed through all the moves, right? All the moves of what to do.
Right.
So, what's one of their hits, One Direction?
I don't know. None of them.
Ooh, I love you, baby. Oh, I love you, baby.
Yeah, that
love
one.
Love you, baby. Yeah. So, sure enough, I turned up and they said, oh, congratulations.
Did you get the moves down in the living room?
I got them down in the living room. Margaret, she'd done her cheesy leek bake and all that. She wanted to fatten me up. You know, so I felt healthy for the show.
She's
underdone the cheese. There's egg in it.
Okay.
She hadn't cooked it properly. It's all curdled. So I've woken up the next day. I'm going to go up. You can see where this is going. And I turned up in Manchester and, Barry's here. I think the fans are coming in and all that. I said, look, are they going to... I mean, I don't move as well as Zane.
Well,
I get up on stage. I'm in the gold lame shorts and that.
He wore all the time.
Yeah, I squeezed into them. I'm doing a dance routine. There's a bit where you lift your bum in the air. Anyway, I've farted and I've shit. Through the cold army, it's gone all over the stage and all that. I'm cursing Margaret as I'm doing it.
Blaming her with my eyes.
Yeah. There's big screens up, 100 foot in the air. Yeah. There's my anus.
Must be 20,000 people.
Must be 20,000 people, kids. And it's not nice for the kids, is it?
To
see that. Anyway, I've slid over. A couple of the other ones, isn't it? Mark Owen and that. He's fallen. But Gary Barlow and all the rest of them. Ray Winston's fallen over me. And we're all writhing around in a shit storm of my making.
Yeah.
I was embarrassed.
Well, you were embarrassed.
You know, and the whole tour got
cancelled. But I tell you what, because they're so loved, the 1D people, You no mention of it in the press.
Well, no, there wasn't. And it cost nigh on 40, 50 grand to sandblast the stage clean at the end of it.
Yeah,
I was embarrassed, and that's pretty much the end of my pop career.
Really? But to this day, didn't invite you back?
No, they did. But to this day, I keep some fecal matter from those gold Lamy shorts. I've got it in a frame.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
And it's underneath.
All signed under there.
All the boys have signed it.
All the boys have signed it, yeah.
All the boys have signed
it. Some prints in it.
Yeah. All the best.
One Direction. Terry.
Terry Partridge. You're one of them, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
The Osmonds and all
that. They've all signed
They've
it,
smeared
they?
At the top there.
All the boy bands. Yeah,
all the boy
like
bands.
A dirty protest.
Yeah,
isn't
Brother
it,
Beyond, he's done a little figure there
then,
with.
Then Jericho.
Then Jericho there. Yeah, they're all there.
Lovely.
And, you know, it's a memento.
I've filmed in for a lot of films.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, I know you have. Oh, God. Didn't you, Josh? Yeah, I did.
I filled in for... I done most of Indiana Jones.
I remember.
Harrison Ford.
I remember very
well. Yeah, I done a lot of that film. Because he just decided that he didn't want to do it no more. And he says, I'm going to play golf for a couple of months if you don't mind. They said, well, Harrison, we do have an enormous comeback film.
Yeah. A sequel.
And he said, yeah, I know, but I can't really... I know. I signed up to it, but I can't really be bothered to do it. I'm like, at the end... You know, I'm at the end of my career now. I've had a good time. I don't really need to do this. I've got loads of money.
And he come into the wimpy, didn't he?
He's come into the wimpy. And I said, oh, hello, Harrison. How are you? He said, I'm all right. I said, can I have a bender and a bun? I said, yeah, all right. So I cooked him one up. I said, there you go. I said, how are you, mate? He said, oh, I tell you what, honest with you, mate.
Yeah.
I've got to do this huge movie.
Yes.
I'd rather be playing golf if I'm honest with you. I said, well, look. Yeah. I'm very busy here at the Wimpy.
Well, you are, because of the school kids coming and all that.
School kids, you know, especially this time of the year, you know. So I'm very busy here, but if you want me to do, like, a few days, and I do mean a few days.
Don't take the piss.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, a few days, I will stand in for you, and I'll do all the, like, Indiana Jonesing and stuff. And he went, oh, thanks, mate. That'll be such a way. Means I can get off to the Costa and have a couple of rounds of golf.
He was off to Simon Cowell's council flat in Mustique.
That's right. That's what he said to me. I said, all right, well, look, get the film industry to ring me.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm at home and I'm cooking up an egg.
Yes, oh, Christ.
And then the phone goes, doesn't it?
Hello.
And he went, hello. I said, hello. They said, yeah, it's a film industry here. I said, oh, right, I know what you want.
Oh, Christ.
I said, okay, when do you need me there? Yeah. And they said, well, we need you in Morocco by Thursday, really.
Oh, God,
I said, well, look, I've got to sign on Thursday morning.
Of course,
so are you going to have to hang on? Because I ain't missing out on my 86 quid.
Yeah, and the X-Files was on. You want it like that.
I don't want to miss that neither. And they understood.
Yes.
You know, they understood. They said, of course, Mr. Epithemia. So I come Thursday. I went and signed on. And I said to Marcos behind the counter, I said, listen, mate, I'm signing on today, but look, I am doing a little bit of work.
You didn't want to show off.
I said, I am doing a little bit of work. Actually, it shouldn't be enough to stop me money, but I am doing a little bit of work, and I want you to know that if I'm not back in on next Thursday, it's because, you know, I'm working, but can you sign on for me, I said, so I can get me money. He went, all right, yeah, I will do that.
He's good like
that. He stays
very
good, you know.
Good like that.
Anyway, couple of days,
yes,
turns into 4 months.
Oh, God.
You know, and there I am every 2 weeks ringing up the Dole office saying, listen, you're going to have to keep signing on for me, you know. You do all these stunts in Morocco, and then we're travelling around the world, and we ended up in, like, South America with all these bugs.
Yes.
You know, they got them special bugs.
Oh, they go everywhere,
you know,
don't they?
Right up your bum.
The bugs do, yeah.
Yeah, and but you don't hear nothing about it, of course, because there's a media blackout on them.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You don't hear... I mean, I remember, of course, what's that beautiful film star... what's her name? Julia Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
When
oh,
she done Sleeping with the Enemy.
Yes, yes.
The real enemy.
The Stalker film.
Yeah, the real enemy was one of them millipedes that went up above.
Right, but you don't hear nothing about that.
There is a media blackout.
A media blackout on millipedes that. What go up people's bums.
Do you remember, God, what was it? The Hole.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was named after that terrible trouble Pia Zadora had.
Who?
Pia Zadora, you know, the film star.
Yes, yes, yes.
She had, basically it was a watch beetle and it ended up her anus. Do you read anything about that in the 3 a.m. Girls in the Daily Mirror?
This is it, though. If Rupert Murdoch doesn't want you to hear about it, and there's only a boat to go up people's bums, then he won't tell you nothing about it.
No, it won't.
Well,
the media blackout, because you've got a super injunction over that.
I've got a super injunction.
Now, no names.
No names at all. No names at all. There's me and this very tall bird.
Shall I guess who it is?
Naming no names, you can have a guess.
Naming no names, is it tall birds? Bridget Nielsen.
Well, naming no names, yes, it is.
It is, yes. And the judge, what's he said, that you can keep it quiet?
I can keep that quiet.
Was that an insect that went up? An insect that
went up
a bum.
Yeah, well, that's what happened. We were standing next to each other in the Amazon.
Yes.
And neither of us had no pants on because we was, busy doing stuff.
Yes.
And these bugs come along, and I said to Bridget, I said, here, look down there, look at them.
Yeah.
I said, here, look down there, look at them bugs on the floor. She went, oh, yes.
I can see the bugs.
Beautiful bugs.
I like the bugs.
Yeah, I said, oh, look, Bridget.
She's an ecologist, environmentalist.
Yes, we were doing environmental stuff.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I said, oh, look at that bug there, Bridget. It's going up your leg there.
Yeah, it's not a problem, yeah.
Anyway. And a couple of minutes later, I said, where's that bug gone?
Yeah.
You know? She went, I think it's going to have my bum.
Yeah.
And I went, we'll do that. We'll do that.
Yeah.
She says, but I've never heard of Amazonian bugs that go up your bum. I said, well, that is because of Rupert Murdoch.
Media blackout.
They don't want you to know nothing about
God,
it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
You stood in for movie stars as well, though, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Christ.
Oh, Christ. To be honest, I was more your British films.
Oh, right. Your Norman Wish chumps.
You know, your sort of cheeky, confessional window cleaner type.
Oh, yeah, carry-ons.
Comedy films. In fact, you talk about the singing and that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the voice and all that.
Yeah.
I had a couple of hits with some cheeky numbers.
Did
from
you?
The films. Yeah, I took over from Charlie. Remember my boomerang one?
Yeah,
I mean,
Chaka-weena.
I stood in for him. I had a hit in 1965.
Yeah?
Yeah, British. I used to love all the old novelty singles.
What was your one?
I can't remember the word.
It was a long time ago.
It's on this
when you were a young man
somewhere. Yeah. What was it about? Do you remember?
A novelty song?
Yeah, that novelty song I had.
Was it about the UN?
Oh, yeah. It was, hold on, let me see if I can get it. I play a window cleaner at the UN in Strasbourg. I shin up my ladder. I like to see the lovely ladies in the office. Oh, I've had her. I'd play with Ban Ki-moon all day and go out with him all night. You see him in the day, but... Corey and half a sight when we go out. Do you remember that? Yeah. Carry On Banky?
You must have got a big, must have scored a big hit with that.
You done that novelty song once. Do you remember a couple of years ago for Children in Need?
I done that one with Hugh Edwards.
Hugh Edwards off of the news.
Off of the news, yeah, that's right.
Remember?
Me and Hugh off the news, we like to go out. He wears his suit and I don't wear nout. He likes to swear and some stuff, and I like to take drugs. If the press got hold of it, we would be for a pair of mugs.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah. Hugh Edwards, I like to read the news. I sit at the table and I read the news. I've got a shirt and tie up the top, but down below I am nude. I wear a shirt and tie on the top and my ball bag down below. Let's go to the weather, Robin Schaffernacker. Hello. You know, and
that was a good number.
Raised something like £16 million.
16 quid.
£16 for Children in the... Do you remember that lovely one you done about Mike Reed off of East?
I can't remember.
Yes, you can. No, you can remember. Mike Reed.
Hi, my name is Mike Reed and I work at EastEnders. I used to be a cockney entertainer, but now I sell cars and now I am in Snatch. That is the film with Brad Pitt. What do you think of that?
My name is Wendy Richards. I used to be a bitch in the program. Are you being served?
Yes, I am.
Later on, I became an EastEnders. Yeah. That's one to swerve. I look like a bit of an old harridan when I used to be a bit of a salt.
Yeah, sure.
That's the way life treats you. That's what you've been taught. Something like that. It didn't really work, that one. I don't know why. Didn't hit. It wasn't the hit.
Well, I don't know. That one, what? That last one?
That last one really didn't work for you. No, it didn't work for me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know with the whole
shut
Wendy.
That out.
It didn't really chart.
No, because the other ones you could buy at our price, couldn't you?
You did very well with some of them songs.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm an agent about that. It's why the record industry called me up when Craig David was going down with the shits, you
It's
know?
A fickle business. I mean, you'd think a song about Brutal. Wendy Richards Brutal. Being once attractive and then being other than it is.
Yeah, you think that would be nailed on number one certainty.
Now, the certainty, didn't really.
How did it do in the US?
Oh, it went a bit in the US, really.
Yeah, went down like a sack of shine.
They didn't know she was. You know,
they wouldn't. You know?
I went on Johnny Carson.
Quentin Crisp would have known, you know, the people like that.
Yeah, the English people. But you go on a chat,
you can't rely on him.
No.
Like you spread the word.
No, you can't really.
No.
But, so that was that, really.
Oh, can we just mention we are going on tour.
Yes,
we're going on tour. And in case you didn't already know. In October.
But prior to that, we're doing Friday the 13th of May.
Oh, yeah.
At the Udderbelly on the South Bank. If you please.
Go and get your tickets.
Yeah, get your tickets. Udderbelly.co.uk or livenation.co.uk/Udderbelly/Banjolos and Barry. But you're not an idiot. You can
look
it up.
No, you're working. You know how to get tickets, don't you?
Go blindly. Use your loaf.
You'd always ring someone up.
Not us, but someone. And we'll do proper stuff.
Oh, no, this is proper stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We're working out some of last very big topics. Some of the big stuff, you know?
The big stuff.
Why are we here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Quick question. Did you read about, what's her name, Keith Allen's daughter? Lily Allen.
Yeah, I did.
And Ray Allen, the ventriloquist, is his son. Lily Allen, she got a stalker, didn't she?
Yeah, she did get one, yeah. She got one. She'd been trying to get one for years.
Yes.
And she eventually got one.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations to Lily
for
getting
good
one.
And
I think she got him off the internet.
Yes, okay.
Invited him to stalk her.
Yes.
And I think he said, yes, okay, I will do that. But, I mean, this is like, she had been receiving applications for months and months.
Yes,
and
you
months
sent your application.
Yeah,
in,
I sent my application in months ago, but what it was rejected.
What do you have to do? You have to send in some cut-out letters.
Yes,
you
have to send in a ransom note.
Yes.
And you have to send in a pair of your pants.
Some pubic hair.
Pubic hair. You have to send in the binoculars that you're going to use to stare at her from your bedroom window.
Some nonsense, idle threat.
Yeah, some idle threat. A pair of black gloves.
Yeah.
And a recorded message.
Yes.
On a T90 tape.
Yes.
Those are the things you have to send in.
Yeah.
If anything's missing from that, then
forget
I'm afraid
it.
You can,
yeah,
you'll have to go straight to the back of the queue,
yeah,
start the whole process again.
Yes, okay. Yeah. But you applied for that long in advance. And
long time ago, but I couldn't get hold of any black gloves.
No.
So my application was rejected outright.
Okay.
You know, and that's fair enough. But she's found someone.
Oh, well, that's good. Congratulations to her. Well, look, we're going to probably,
yeah, probably
nick off
nick off until next time. You've had two podcasts from us.
Yes,
very short period
expect?
Of time.
Yeah. Well, until next time,
it's been a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
This is a Playback Media production, served to you in a
even on a budget. Quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Association with Why Not Think People.